the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Well, for years, the government has provided tax incentives to save for retirement. Everything from defined benefit pension plans to defined contribution plans or the more popular 401k plans. But you may not be aware they also provide tax incentives to save for retirement that could produce tax-free income. It's called the Roth IRA. Joining me today is Crystal Kessler. She's a CFP and our in-house expert on 401k plans. Crystal, why don't we begin for our listeners with some of the basics? What are the contribution limits to a Roth IRA, number one? And number two, explain the difference between a Roth IRA and, let's say, a regular IRA.
The great thing about Roth is there's no age requirement, and the only requirement is that you must have earned income. There is a max contribution limit of $6,000 per year. However, if you're over the age of 50, there's a catch-up contribution. So individuals can make an additional $1,000 contribution, making that grand total of a max contribution of $7,000 if you're over the age of 50.
What's the difference, Crystal, between, let's say, a regular Roth and a regular IRA? Explain that.
With a Roth IRA, the idea is you make an after-tax contribution to this account. So you do pay taxes on the front end, but on the back end, when you go to take out a distribution, you don't have to pay any taxes on that income distribution. And also any earnings are actually income tax free. With a traditional IRA, you're allowed to make that contribution and deduct it from your tax income for the year. However, when you do go to make that distribution down the road in retirement, you are taxed on the back end.
So if I'm putting money in an IRA, if we just sum this up, I get a tax deduction for doing that. Although there are some ability to put money into an IRA where you don't get a tax deduction, why would somebody want to do that versus, let's say, a Roth where whatever you accumulate becomes tax-free? That wouldn't make sense to me.
Right. So there is, and I know we're going to probably talk about it later on in the show, but there is actually a way. So if you, with a regular Roth, if you're going to make a contribution to it, there is income limitations in order to make a Roth contribution. However, if you wanted to make a contribution to a traditional IRA and not have it be a deductible contribution, if your income is over that threshold to make a Roth contribution, you can actually immediately convert it to that traditional IRA non-deductible contribution. You can convert it to a Roth IRA using a backdoor Roth approach.
Now let's talk about limitations, because there are earned income limitations for contributing to deductible IRAs. What about the income limitations for contributing to a Roth?
Yeah. So for the income limitations to contribute to a Roth IRA, if you're single, your adjusted gross income must be less than $124,000 for 2020. And if you are married filing jointly, your adjusted gross income must be less than $196,000. There are income phase out limits that are a little bit above that, which you want to work with your tax advisor. But if that is the case, you can actually make contributions to a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. You won't be able to max out at that $6,000 per year into a Roth if you're over these income limitations.
One of the issues that comes up in retirement, especially for people that have accumulated, let's say, substantial amounts of money and they rolled it over into an IRA, let's say a 401k plan was rolled into a IRA rollover, and then they get the age 72, which is when mandatory distributions have to begin, they could find themselves pushing themselves into a higher tax bracket. As each year you get older, you're required to take more out of a regular IRA. Explain for our listeners why perhaps at some point you might want to do something called a Roth conversion, and let's talk about how that might work.
It's likely that down the road, tax rates are going to be higher. During the times of World War II, the highest marginal tax bracket was up to 94%, and we're at 37%. So you just never know what could happen down the road. And what we do know is come 2025, when the tax laws sunset, those tax brackets are set to go up. So the current tax bracket at 22% that we're currently enjoying now will be going up to 25%. And the current 24% tax bracket that we're enjoying right now is going to go anywhere between 28 and 33% in 2025 if Congress does nothing. So again, contributing to those Roths in the back end, you don't have to worry about what tax bracket you're in, because any distribution that you do take is going to be income tax free.
And that also applies for your heirs. If you pass that Roth on to your children, they get to take that income out tax free as well. I want to talk about something that may work in planning, and that's a Roth conversion, where you have a regular IRA that is taxable, but you decide you want to convert it into a Roth IRA. Let's talk about, number one, are there any limitations? And number two, some of the tax planning considerations that one needs to look at before making that decision.
Yeah, so there are no income limitations when it comes to doing Roth conversions. The only downside is you are going to be taxed on those conversion amounts. It's treated as earned income. So working with a tax advisor or your financial advisor is best when it comes to this. But we recommend doing a fill the bucket approach when it comes to Roth conversions. So we always recommend staying within the 22 and 24% tax brackets when you're doing a conversion. So with the 22% tax bracket, you can go up to $171,050 if you're married filing jointly, or if you want to go all the way up to that 24% tax bracket, you can go up to $326,600 if you're married filing jointly.
And what about state taxes? How does that figure in here too as well?
Yeah, so you definitely want to be conscious about your state income taxes, because you will have to pay taxes on that. So being in California, you are in one of the highest state income tax brackets. I know a while ago, Jim, you brought up the point of, you know, if you're in California and thinking of moving to Nevada, wait to do a Roth conversion until then, so you don't have to worry about those state income taxes and you only really have to worry about that federal income tax rate.
Yeah, I know we have a few California residents who are choosing to retire and leave the state. And one consideration that we're looking for in those cases is wait till they move to either Arizona, Nevada, Texas, and other spots where there's either zero taxes or low tax rates. There are a number of states in this country where the tax rates are below 4 and 5%. And, you know, for example, in my own state of California, where the tax rates would go up to 13.3, planning on raising it to 16.8. So you can imagine, if you're trying to do a Roth conversion, which could be a substantial amount of money, you're going to pay at least another 9.3 to 10.3 for many people to make that conversion. You may want to wait till you move and establish residency in another state. Now, let's talk about something else that is out there. A lot of companies have 401k plans, but they also have 401k Roth plans. Let's talk about that, because here you have the opportunity, if you don't mind paying some upfront tax, to salt away a substantial amount of money.
One of the nice things with 401k plans is having a, if your company does offer a Roth 401k plan, there are no income limitations when contributing to a Roth 401k. One nice strategy that we actually like to use is, and it all depends on your company, if your 401k plan does allow for after-tax dollar contributions, you can actually basically convert, if it also allows for an in-plan conversion, you can convert those after-tax dollars to a Roth and then use a mega backdoor Roth strategy and do a conversion into a Roth IRA, basically putting all those funds into a Roth vehicle.
What is the limitation for those backdoor Roths? Is there any dollar amount?
Yes. So the total contribution for a limited or defined contribution plan is $57,000 if you're under age 50. If you're over age 50, it's actually $63,500. But one thing to make note of is that income limit applies to your 401k contributions that you make during the year. It also applies to any matching contributions from your employer, any employer profit sharing plans, and those after-tax traditional 401k contributions that you do make.
So let's just take an individual. He's age 50. The limitations are $19,000, but over 50, he gets a catch-up provision, which is, I think, $6,500. So he can put in, let's say, $25,000, or correct me what the exact amount is.
$26,000.
So he can put $26,000 into the 401k, which he gets a tax deduction. So if we take $63,000 and we subtract $26,000 from that, that individual could possibly put up to $37,000 into a Roth 401k plan. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes. And then you would make on those after-tax contributions, you would do basically an in-service Roth conversion inside of your plan. And then you can actually roll those funds over into a Roth IRA.
And just to let you know what that can accumulate, assume that you put the maximum amount that you could in that Roth 401k, and you did that for 15 years, you would accumulate almost $1.1 million at age 65. And if you were to do it to age 70, you would actually have $1.8 million tax-free, and imagine getting 4% of that, you could get an annual income of over $70,000 to as much as $80,000 a year tax-free in retirement. And you can get a higher rate of return in a Roth tax-free than you can in actual municipal bonds. For example, you can take a stock like AT&T that pays over 5%. Well, if you put that in a Roth, you're getting 5% tax-free. Crystal, I don't know anywhere on the planet in the U.S. we could get 5% tax-free on a municipal bond. So there are a lot of advantages of doing that. What are some of the drawbacks of doing a Roth? I mean, it just sounds almost too good to be true. What's the downside of this?
The only downside is obviously you don't get that tax break that you do get with those traditional IRAs or those traditional 401ks. You're not going to see any tax break. But however, down the road, when you do go to take out that money, taking it out income tax free is phenomenal, and you're definitely going to thank yourself later.
And what about, there are some limitations, are there not, on making that tax free? I think there's a number of years you have to keep it in the Roth to make it tax-free?
Yeah. So in order to actually touch a Roth, let's just say if you were to do a conversion, one thing to really stress about Roth conversions is you do have to wait a 5-year period for each Roth conversion that you do make. So that 5-year rule is very important. Also, you never want to touch funds, even if you do make a Roth contribution. You don't want to touch those for 5 years unless you're age 59 and a half or older. Then you can touch those and take distributions penalty-free, tax-free. But again, that 5-year rule is very important when it comes to conversions and actually having that account open or a Roth IRA account open.
Yeah, because one of the things from a planning perspective that an individual may want to think, let's say you're age 65, you have an IRA rollover from a 401k plan, your wife has a 401k plan, she rolls over into an IRA, it could be a 403b, whatever it is, you might want to consider doing some planning where maybe you draw down on one, deferring your Social Security to age 70, so it grows at 32%, at the same time partially converting your Roth over a period of 5 years, so that when you do have to begin mandatory distributions, let's say at age 72, you're going to have tax-free income that you could take out so you don't put yourself in a high tax bracket, number one. And number two, you're going to have higher Social Security income, which also could put you in a higher tax bracket.
Yeah, exactly. Because again, Roth distributions don't actually count for provisional income when it comes to determining what you're going to pay as far as taxes on Social Security. So having income being taken out tax-free is very nice when it comes to Social Security and how it's taxed.
Crystal, when should one consider contributing to a Roth? Because it's like anything else, compound interest over a period of time, I would suspect the sooner you're able to start contributing to a Roth, the bigger, the larger benefit will be on the back end.
Oh, absolutely. The sooner you can start contributing to a Roth, and I mean, obviously making sure that you're within those income limitations, the better, because the more years that you have to compound over time, the better that Roth account is going to be when it comes to retirement. So the sooner, the better to start contributing to a Roth account.
And what about Roth conversions? Is there an ideal time that you would want to consider? Because let's say somebody gets ready for retirement. You know, we have some individuals that retire from their main job, but they take on part-time employment because they want to build up their nest egg further so it becomes larger into their 70s, where their, let's say, medical expenses or other expenses could be much higher. So when should one consider, let's say, making a Roth conversion?
Right. So, I mean, definitely going into the retirement years, it's definitely a good idea a couple years out from retirement to actually do a financial plan with an advisor or a CFP just to determine when it's right. But a lot of the times you want to make sure that you wait that five, or you have that 5 years available when that conversion, that 5 year rule hits, and you can start taking those distributions tax-free, penalty-free. But that key spot is really at age 72 to make sure that those conversions have really gone into effect, because if you do have any traditional IRA assets, you are required to take those distributions. So if you, with RMDs, if it's higher, you know, you're going to have to pay income taxes on that. So just to keep in mind what kind of tax bracket you're going to be in, and making sure that you make those conversions and can take out that tax-free income.
And what about the ideal time of the year to make Roth conversions? We always try to recommend, I know at our firm, that an individual wait towards the end of the year, because you don't know of any capital gains. Let's say you're invested in mutual funds. Mutual funds have to declare any capital gains that they've taken in the mutual fund, and they normally do that between October and November. So let's talk about those critical income tax levels that you have to keep in mind. You don't want to exceed, because the last thing you want to do is pay a third or 40% of anything you convert to federal and state taxes.
So we definitely always wait towards the end of the year with Roth conversions, because you do want to know what your income is going to look like for the year. So working with a tax advisor is crucial as well, just to know accurately what it could be. Because like I said, one of our key strategies that we use as financial planners is that fill the bucket approach. So you want to make sure that you're not pushed into a higher tax bracket with those Roth conversions that you make for the year.
Let's say you're 3 to 5 years away from retirement. Also looking at, if you are, let's say you have a substantial 401k and it's going to be a major asset for providing income during retirement, also look at what I call geographical planning, where you're basically saying, all right, I want to do a conversion, but I'm in California where the taxes are sky high, of looking at maybe alternative locations, you know, maybe Nevada, Texas, Florida, Arizona, or a low tax state. So let's talk about that for a minute, how where you live can play a critical part in terms of making this Roth conversion.
Right. So if you are especially planning on retiring in a different state, you want to take those state income taxes into account, especially when it comes to these Roth conversions, because when you do make those conversions, you are paying income taxes at the federal level and at the state level. So if you are thinking of moving to Texas or Nevada or one of those 0% income state levels, or just a lower income state bracket out of California to another state, that's going to be very crucial to when you're going to want to make some of those Roth conversions, because you could save a lot of money in taxes by waiting to do those conversions when you move to another state.
So if we were to boil this down to 1, 2, or 3 key points when it comes to a Roth, Crystal, what would that be?
Number one, as early as you can, start contributing to a Roth account. The only limitation really to start contributing, other than your income limitation, is that you do have earned income. So as long as you're underneath that threshold, start contributing to a Roth. The Gerber diaper baby makes earned income. that Gerber baby could actually contribute to a Roth IRA. Once you are out of that key phase, second, if your company does offer a Roth 401k, definitely take advantage of those Roth 401k contributions because there are no income limitations, and that'll just add to that tax-free bucket come retirement. And three, work with a financial advisor to see if you can take any of these strategies and put it to work, like a backdoor Roth or a mega backdoor Roth with your 401k plan. We can take a look to see what your 401k plan allows and if you can take advantage of some of these strategies.
All right. Well, listen, Crystal, as we close, if any of our listeners would like to discuss the possibility of doing either a Roth conversion, a backdoor Roth, how could they get in touch with you if they could?
Yes. So at the firm, I am called the Roth Queen. So if you wanted to just call in and ask for the Roth Queen, you can get a hold of me or you can email me at crystal.kessler@financialsense.com, or you can call the office. The office number is 858-487-3939. And my extension is 117.
All right. Well, listen, Crystal, thanks for joining us on the program and informing us about Roths. Really, folks, especially if you're in your 30s, 40s, you're moving up in your career, your income is going up, why not build a tax-free retirement? Think of getting tax-free checks when you retire. There's nothing more beautiful than a tax-free check. Thanks so much, Crystal, and thank all of you for listening.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.